significant. Gary D. Chapman's book, The Five Love Languages, speaks to us about how people tend to communicate when it comes to love. On the surface, we would think that this would be a teaching for married people. But it is not restricted to married people. It is a teaching to both married and single people, because you cannot pursue a relationship with someone unless you first understand what your core needs are. So you don't wait to get into a marriage or into a relationship before you begin discovering your love language. You want to know your love language, amen, when they first ask you for your phone number.
Right.
Because if you're not going to be able to minister or meet my love language needs, or the dialect of which I speak, both in a verbal sense and in a paralanguage sense, it's no need of us even getting started. In a marriage, you have to continue to cultivate that dialect every day, not just on the phone or with some text or with some FaceTime, but every day, face to face, you're going to have to cultivate that language, refine, define that relationship so that you are speaking the language of one another. When you're in relationship with someone, when you're in a marriage with someone, it is not an option to learn their language. It is, amen, a requirement. When I was in India a few weeks ago, and you know many of those countries, they arrange marriages. And here they see this black man coming from the United States. And the little ladies that were with us said, you know, they do arrange marriages here, Bishop. You can arrange a marriage with one of the Indian ladies. And although they are very beautiful ladies, as black as I am, and amen, just beautiful people, I said, well, I think the American girls will probably do just fine over time, because number one, I got to teach this girl the language, amen. Now, from a manly standpoint, that could actually be kind of good sometimes. When you say something, all they do is say, yes, yes, yes. That's all you got to learn is the word yes. Now, y'all know that's funny. Y'all better laugh at me. But in a real world situation, that would get on my nerves. Are you hearing what I'm trying to tell you? Amen. Because you do want a little dialogue. And for those of us hood brothers, amen, whether we like it or not, amen, we like a little kickback sometimes. It's all right. I gave y'all a freebie, brothers. Amen. We like a little bit of head shaking, a little dialogue. Responsibility towards that relationship. If you don't want to deal with no man, what you're waiting around for, but I ain't gonna give it away. We'll talk about that in the beans and beans. Amen. say the person you love, you wasn't doing that when you was gaming them, trying to get them.
Right.
Well, your words were smooth as butter. But now you cussing at them and acting crazy to them. Amen. Don't you, you got to keep that game up.
Amen.
What happened to your swag?
Uh-huh.
It went out the window. So, you were putting on your facade in order to get what you want. And I can't stand people like that. That only do what they have to do to get what they want. You ain't got to be faking with me. You can be real with me. If this what it is, it's what it is. Don't be playing the game with me then switching up later on. I'll be like, I ain't doing it. Do I have any witnesses in the house? Humble words. Love makes requests, not demands. You know one thing, as pastor, one thing I hate doing. I hate having to exercise my pastor or bishop authority. You're like, you got it, why not? But I hate it because it means that we've moved from me inspiring you to do to me making you have to do. It's the same way in a love relationship. You don't want to be when you, even that person is your wife and that responsibility or your husband, you don't have to make them do something.
Come on.
You want, amen, it to be, amen, because they're inspired to do it. I don't even want my children because I make them. I want them to be inspired to do that. So we should use humble words. Always come humble with please and thank you. Do you know that some people have a problem with asking?
Yeah.
You are saying please. One of my children had to work on that real hard with them, and I'm still working on. It's something with them saying please. You know, or saying, can I? I said, if you need $300 from me,
please.
Huh? Don't just say, Daddy, can I get that $300?
Wow.
You can't say, husband, can I get that $300? You can say, hey, if you have $300, I'd really appreciate it because I need it for so and so. Now, I will go rob Peter and Paul. I go to Mike D and say, Mike D, I need $300. Because that's my boy from the Sandlot. I say, I need $300. He'd be like, what you need? You hear what I'm saying? I don't have no money, but them kids, you know how I'm saying. Amen. Amen. So I will do that. But I ain't going to do that if you being on stage.
Right.
You trying to figure out why your husband ain't doing a certain thing, and you dragging his feet, and you getting mad. Maybe you asked him stay.
Right.
You know, that's Kevin's way of saying you were not nice. Ask him nice, you get what you want, because inherently your spouse wants to please you.
Yeah.
Remember that. Unless you got a knucklehead, sometimes you get a knucklehead. But inherently they want to please you. The second love language is quality time. You got to spend time together. Togetherness is focused attention. In my counseling sessions, I say that while you're engaged or you're dating, you got to go on a date where you got to drive at least 3 hours together. You can't stay the night, because things happen when you stay the night. And I'm coming back in my office like this. Relationship has accelerated, Pastor. something for me. Amen. Amen. Get off the chat and the get thing. So you act like we're at the dinner table.
Oh, I hate
that. Snapping and chatting and Instagram. I don't care what Drake is doing. And Iggy Azalea, what they doing. I don't care. I care what's going on with this steak and this meal that was prepared for me. Listen for feelings, because when people talk out of the abundance of the heart,
what?
The mouth speaks.
Amen.
When they talk, it's their spirit speaking. They are giving you their feelings. They are not just talking. Whether they declare it to be so or not, it is their feelings. Observe their body language. If they're looking around and they're shrugging and stuff, it is your responsibility to ease that and say, you look like you're uncomfortable. Is there anything I can do to help with that? Be soft. Don't be like, what's wrong with you? I'm telling you, some of my game, both female and male, is just whack.
What?
Huh? Amen. So, and then refuse to interrupt. Don't you hate when you're talking to somebody and you can't get your point out because they're finishing off your sentence? Oh, I hate that. Oh, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to close your dialogue to what they want it to be. Anybody learning something here today? They don't want to get the pain or the stinger of what you're about to say. So they want to close it. They want to bring it into their own smooth landing. Eat the whole roll. Whether it's bitter or sweet, deal with it. It just may make you better. Can I get an amen here? Learning to talk. Amen. Sometimes you a babbling brook, when a Dead Sea meets a babbling brook. So sometimes, you know, if you know anything about the Dead Sea doesn't move. It doesn't get emotional. But then you have a babbling brook that's always running. So sometimes you got somebody that's yeah, and then you got somebody that have nothing to say. Well, opposites sometimes attract. We attract what we are not. And so we must make that work together. But you got to respect much. And you got to act like you're interested, even if you ain't interested. Amen? Make yourself be interested. And you the one chosen.
Yep.
Right. You know they talk too much when you got with them. So you got to roll with it. I'm moving on to my next love language. Receiving gifts. A gift is something which expresses tangibly someone is thinking of you. How many like gifts? How many like gifts? Huh? I need something. Amen. And people like different things, I found. You know, some people like Tiffany's. Amen. Some people like Harry Winston. Some people like small trinkets. Amen. Some things people like gifts that are made.